I wanted to show you something. It's my library. And it's not a normal library. It's the library of my fantasies. Because I like to imagine it as a place in my head where all my dirty, romantic or sweet fantasies live. It's not a big library, it's more like a room, like a library someone would have in their house if they had a spare room to have a library. Lucky people. So it's kind of cozy and small. Has a lot of shelves with different books, and I imagine that these books hold my fantasies. I really like fantasies. It's one of the reasons why I like GWA so much, because you can listen to all these different scenarios and these different fantasies people have fun with, and I really enjoy that. So, I don't know if it's kind of childish or stupid to enjoy this picture that I have of my fantasies so much, but I like to think about it. I don't think my fantasies are that special or anything. I don't think my desires are anything special, but I just like to have fun with it, and I like to develop scenarios in my head, go back to them, revisit them, find comfort in them, or just use them to get off. Whatever it is, I like to visualize this place for my fantasies. In the middle of the room, I imagine there's a carpet, there's a bit of free space, there's a really cozy armchair with a lamp that you can cuddle up in, and you can pull the fantasies from the shelves and enjoy them while you spend your time on that chair. You get to relax, you get to let your thoughts wander around, just be indulged by the fantasies you created for yourself. Sometimes I like to imagine what the books in this library would look like. I don't like to fantasize about actual people I know. So most of the time, the person or persons I fantasize are not really fleshed out. It's more like a blurry fantasy person in my head, but I like to give them a personal attachment because I find it hard to fantasize about someone I have no relationship to. So this library is filled with fantasies about potential roommates, imaginary friends with benefits, idealized relationships, stuff like that. I don't know, somehow I need that feeling that there's a mutual want and respect for each other. So when I think of a scenario, I often think about the relationship between myself and the partner I fantasize about. So there would be a lot of books filled with that stuff. Even though my fantasies that I have about these fictional people can get a bit rougher, I still think the respect and the attachment makes it kind of sweet. So I imagine these books to be bound in linen. Maybe some nice, bright cloth, just nice to touch, easy to look at. There would be rows of these books. Maybe the colors would change a bit, get a bit darker, depending on the subject. I don't know. I just like to see it in front of my inner eye. There would also be folders. Those are for the office fantasies. And there would be some books bound in shiny black leather. They would be for the more adventurous fantasies. I have different kinds of fantasies. Most of the time when I fantasize, I want it to be true. And I would immediately try them in real life, or have tried them in real life. But there are also fantasies that I enjoy thinking about, but that I would not want to turn into reality. They are for these, you know, the feeling when you just desperately want to get off, maybe before you fall asleep, or you just have to, I don't know, you just have to get rid of some stress or something, but for some reason you are too lazy to look for porn or whatever, and then you get frustrated and you just cannot get off with that extra stimulation. So your thoughts get really desperate and dirty, and they cross into things that you would never want in real life, but that are really enjoyable to think about. I think those are the fantasies that would be in those black books. Yeah, so I assign different types of fantasies to different books, and I like to play around with that idea, and I like to imagine myself sitting on that chair, being indulged by my fantasies. I have noticed recently that I can get pretty possessive about my fantasies. As I said, I don't think they are that special, but I think when I come up with a certain kind of scenario that I feel is pretty unique and good, then I really cherish it, and I'm kind of proud if it makes others feel good. And I have that childish sense of possessiveness where I want them to know that this fantasy they are being indulged by was thought of by me. I don't know if other people feel the same way. I I came to think about this. I mean, I've often thought about my fantasies this way, but I am talking about it because some of the really nice people who write me messages ask me what I'm into and what my kinks are. And I thought this library we're sitting at right now would be the perfect place to get into that a little more. So, if I haven't bored you away already, after I've just been rambling about this fantasy building in my head, I can tell you a little bit about what's in those books, not just what they look like. So, as I've said, I like to establish a relationship even in my fantasies. So, I like things to come from a kind of respectful place. It's important for me that there's desire and want. And I have loving fantasies. I have fantasies about making out, about kissing, about caressing each other's skin, about just being close to someone else, to feel that bond that can be created by sex. But most of my fantasies tend to go into a direction that's a bit rougher. I like to think about teasing. I like to think about teasing someone so much that he cannot hold back anymore, that he just has to take what he wants from me. And I like to think about the rougher stuff that happens during that. I like to fantasize about spanking and choking and pinning my arms above my head, holding my hands together. Kind of like that control over me. I don't really know why. I think I'm getting into more organized fantasies on that. I've been falling down the daddy thing a little bit. I just like to submit to a certain degree, to obey, to be told what to do. But I feel like this, I'm not into age play or pet play or something. I like it to be kind of playful and trusting. And even if it gets really rough, I don't want it to really be painful. I just like to feel a little sting here and there. I love to give blowjobs. I actually fantasize about that. I'm so fascinated by cocks. I'm fascinated by erections. I'm so turned on when my partner is turned on. And one of the signs, of course, is that he gets hard. So I really love that. I love to have it close on me. I love it when someone grinds against me with their hard on. I love to sit on somebody's lap grind down on them while making out. I love to get close to caress their cock, to tease it a little bit with my tongue, to give it little kisses. I like to have it in my face. Just spread your pre-cum across my lips. Let it drip on my cheeks. Yeah, I like that. As I said, I like the act of giving a blowjob. I like to service my partner, I think. I like to do something for them. I like to see how much it turns them on. I used to be pretty scared of taking a cock pretty deep into my mouth, but I got used to this, to the thought, and I've tried it. I mean, when you have sex, your sense of what is okay for you and what is not okay for you gets skewed a little bit either way. So I have found I really enjoy this feeling of taking a cock real deep, and feeling the tears swelling in my eyes. I kind of like doing that much for another person, that it hurts myself a little bit. But I'm not only doing it for the other person, it really turns me on. I get really wet while giving a blowjob. The thing I want in return is to hear how much pleasure I give, because, I mean, obviously, I'm into noises and moans and growls and panting. All that good stuff. I love it. It's another thing I fantasize about. There are a lot of fantasies I have. It would take really, really, really long to lead you through them all. Maybe I will talk about the fantasies on these shelves some more. I want to talk about the darker ones, or not the darker ones, but the naughtier ones a little bit more in this audio, just to, I don't know, do something different. I feel most of the stuff I do is pretty, I don't know why actually. I mean, I've used a butt plug and stuff, and people still say that everything I do sounds pretty nice and sweet and innocent. Apparently I can just get a lot of stuff across as being innocent. So now we will go to that little shelf in the back and dust it off a little bit, pull some spider webs to the side. Here we can find some of the things I like to fantasize about, but I would not want to try out in real life, I guess. Stuff like free use, public sex, a little bit of degradation, harder BDSM, I guess. A fantasy that ties into these pretty well can be found in the office section. It's a fantasy I sometimes think about during meetings. It's so cliche. It sounds like something out of 50 Shades of Grey. But I think I had it for the first time when nobody had ever even heard of 50 Shades of Grey. It's this conference fantasy where the boss is young and attractive, and he sits there at the head of the table in a nice suit, and then I come in, I could be his assistant, and he knows that he is free to use me in whatever way he wants in front of everyone who's there. I don't know why it gets me off so much, but I love to think about that fantasy, just like I would wear a nice skirt, and he wouldn't be able to hold back, and he would fuck me onto the table in front of everyone who's there. I don't really think about the other people. It's like they are some faceless NPCs. I don't know what it's about. I think I need somebody to analyze my fantasies for me. But somehow that fantasy really turns me on. Another one of these naughtier fantasies could be found in the couple section. It's having sex while another couple is there. I like to imagine that I would make out with the woman. Maybe we would eat each other out. Maybe we would play with each other's breasts a little bit. I would really like to explore her and to taste her and to suck on her skin, bite her a little bit. And I would really like for the man to watch and get really turned on while they do. I don't know what it is about that fantasy either, but it's a good one. And I like to imagine that I would face the other woman, and then we would both get fucked from behind by our partners while we would look at each other, just have that feeling. Maybe we would manage to kiss each other. Yeah, those are little glimpses into the more naughty fantasies, and I think this little exploring of my personal library has already taken up a lot of time and is, I don't know, not that exciting. I wonder if anyone will make it until here. If you did, tell me what you think, and if you think you could have fun in my library, maybe tell me about your own fantasies or about what you would like to hear about mine.